Now you're gonna blame the person who gave you the instructions. Like, ah, see, it worked for you. I don't know what you did, but it didn't work. Well, you actually skipped steps 3, 7.
No.
So, I mean, whatever you got is whatever you got. I don't know.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Sir, Badman Breezington here.
Mm-hmm. It's your boy, Damani.
And if this is your first time here, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Could be love. It could be life. It could be music. It could be movies. It could be food. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations, and we love to bring you guys in on them. How y'all feeling? This is week two. Mm-hmm. Week two of not being in all in one location. How y'all feeling?
I'm back, fam.
Oh Lord.
I'm back like I never left, fam.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing swell. I'm doing swell.
Recenter. Okay.
Swimmingly.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing good too.
Amazing to hear.
This has been working out pretty well, so I'm happy. But yeah, what are we talking about today?
Today's topic is basically what we've learned. We all learned a lot during this year of 2023. But yeah, we just gonna go over a couple of things that we learned. It could be one thing, it'd be two thing, three thing, four thing, five thing from London, fam. You like how I switched over?
It wasn't good.
Oh man, but what have you all learned this amazing year?
First, I usually take the lead.
Oh wow.
I'll be saying I'll be taking your ideas. I'm not trying to steal.
If you still just make sure it's like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 2023 has actually taught me a lot. A lot of stuff that was unexpected. One of the things was I finally see how I actually be blocking my blessings, or I saw like a real life example up close of an example of when I was about to block my blessing. And yeah, I think 2023 told me like, it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to accept help when it's offered. That's it. I think that's like one of the major things that I learned from 2023, because, yeah, I have struggled with that in the past.
Join the club.
Yeah, so now I'm trying to just use what I'm learning and, yeah, keep moving forward. That's one of the major things that I learned. What about you?
A lot. Patience. Patience is a big one for me. I learned about rhythm and just, like, what it feels like to get in a rhythm, to do things in rhythm, to understand what your natural rhythm is, understand when you're off your rhythm. And yeah, I mean, I've learned it. I'm still learning a lot. Like, I'm just learning. I'm also learning about like my temperament, you know, my, like, just understanding like when things go wrong or when things aren't going how I perceive them, like how I, like, knowing how I feel versus what's actually happening. Because it's like, I feel this way about whatever is going on, but like what's actually happening around me. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, just, I don't know if that's like a more awareness. It might just be more awareness. I might just be more aware. I think that might be the crux of what I'm talking about. But yeah, and I'm just having fun. Just having a good time. Party, yardy, yardy. And yeah, yeah, that's it. Just not enough for real. I think it's like we don't have as much fun as we could because we're waiting for things to be right before we can have fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm gonna have fun regardless. I'm gonna have a good time. What about you, Sir Breezings? Sir Badman Breezington.
Badman Breezington. Here from London. London, fam. I learned a lot this year. I actually wrote stuff down. I got three things for y'all. I like that have fun thing as well. So I'm gonna start with that. I'm gonna piggyback off of that. Have fun. Yeah, and just live like nobody's watching, and like whatever that looks like. So I do definitely like that. So I learned to do that. So I'm actively trying. I'm actively working on living like nobody is watching. But the three things that I wrote down, the first thing was like everything is a choice. This year actually showed me that everything is a choice. A lot of times we be just talking like, yeah, it's up to me. Boss man teams. And yeah, everybody want to make the choice, but nobody want to take accountability. Like if something goes wrong, or it doesn't go as planned, don't even have to go wrong. But if it doesn't go as planned, but one thing that I've like, since I've actually learned and realized that everything is a choice, like I consciously started asking myself every day, who am I being today? And then whatever I say, that helps my day go, like that's how my day is going. So yesterday I asked myself, who am I being today? And I was immediately, I was like, a man of action. So I literally got mad stuff done yesterday because on the wake up, I was like, I'm a man of action. So whatever I say I'm doing, I'm doing. Whatever I said I'm say I'm doing, it's done already type of thing. Another thing was keep your heart open. Now I learned that after chapter 5 of Untethered Soul. Like once I realized that it's me, like you were saying, Shakoya, blocking your blessing. I'm like, it's me. The energy not flowing because of me.
Mm-hmm.
It can't because of me. I'm high vibrational. Right. High vibrating brains over here. But it was literally me. Like even, and I was, when I was reading it, I was like, how am I going to actually feel or understand when I'm about to like close myself off from the energy flowing? But stuff was happening and I'm like, oh, normally I would like kind of shut down or regress. I think that might be the word in this moment. But now I'm conscious and aware of it's up to me. This goes back to the choices. It's up to me if I want the energy to keep flowing or not. So I was more conscious of like when stuff would happen, like, all right, it's cool. Like I went grocery shopping. My goodness. Woo! I didn't even go to the market because I didn't feel like driving after work. And I thought we was going, I didn't want to be rushing for the call. Still had to cook. So I just went to Kroger. Had a small list. I went to Aldi and Kroger. Had a small list. I spent more than I wanted to spend. But I was just like, you know what? I could eat for the next 2 weeks. Well, week and a half. And I'm like, hey, it is what it is. I get paid in a couple of days. So whatever went out is coming back. And then Azelle just popped into my account. And I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, I'm abundant. And then as soon as that happened, I was like, okay, what would the billionaire version of me do with this money? And immediately I got answers. But then right after those answers, I got, I guess, the previous version of me. It was like, oh, I could pay this back. I could do this, this, and this. But nah, we circulating it. Let's put this money into things that's going to give us a return type of thing. And everything is paid for already anyway. I got 30 days. I got 30 more days until I got to pay for something else. And then the last thing was the importance of like planning and how to actually do it effectively. So 12-week year helped with that a lot. Just like planning in general. And then that's not even just planning like with goals and stuff. Now I'm realizing that even a budget, that's just a financial plan. So when I take the word budget out, it makes it a lot easier. Like I'm just planning where this money is going. And yeah, you just got to plan for the life you want to live. So that's why I've been looking at apartments too. And I don't want to settle. And I'm decorating. I was looking at couches yesterday.
That's beautiful.
The decor is going to be a London thing, fam.
Oh my gosh. I I was just gonna say, I feel like you should have went first because
I was saying he definitely made me remember a few things that I forgot that I learned.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say it was the other day because I had read that chapter as well, and it reminded me one like I read. There was a time when I would be reading a lot of books and everything would connect, and I will remember. I was like, "Oh, this literally reminds me of the next book." This like another book that I read, and I was like, because I had all of the PDFs on my phone, I was actually able to go through, and I was like, "All right, this said this. This said." I was like, "Oh, actually, that's a principle from The Way of the Superior Man." I didn't even realize that was it. So that actually came up in The Alchemist. I was like, "Oh," and it was like everything was just kind of like compound interest or whatever, and. The other thing that I realized was it was the idea that everything is like, especially when we talk about money, it's related to water, and money is the closest thing to water that we have, right? So like when you think about everything that we talk, how we describe about like money, it's like current, it's a currency, right? We're trying to circulate the money, right? When you have money that you can easily spend, it's liquid. It's like when you take your money, you put it in a bank, like a river bank, like it sits there. What happens when water sits in one spot and you don't do anything with it? Well, mold happens, algae, yeah, all of this stuff. Like so that was one of the things that I had recently learned. Just the idea of like when I think about it, like. Oh, like water. It's like, oh, of course. It's like I'm not putting the money out and it's never coming back to me. If it's a wave, it's a push and a pull. So it's like that's really all it is. And as I was thinking about that, I was like, oh wow, that's kind of cool. I never thought about it like that. And it was like I just started feeling like when people talk about the abundance and like the money's always coming back to you, I was like, oh, I'm thinking about it like water again. Anytime there's a blockage, if you block the flow of water, nothing good comes from. Nothing good comes from that, even if it's in your body. Like when you have too much water buildup, it's like you get swelling, and it's like just little stuff like that. So just understanding how, specifically for the money portion, how closely related money is to like how it symbolizes water in a lot of different ways.
Before you go, Shikoya, I got two things that made me think of the word thing. It might have been a year or two ago that I learned about. The American society or economy, I don't know, it operates like the law of the sea. So that goes back to everything being like water. So they said, if you learn the law of the sea, you'll understand how to operate in today's world. And if you understand the law of the universe, 12 laws of the universe, 12 universal laws, you'll be good. How everything works together. So learn how to operate with the sea and learn how the universe works. Because it's more than just the law of attraction, people. But you go ahead.
Dang, you made me forget my thought a little bit. But I did hear you. I feel like you told me that maybe like a year ago or something like that to learn the law. And it might have been a few months ago. If you learn the laws of the sea, you'll learn how everything else works. I think one other thing that I learned, I guess it kind of goes along with the water thing, but also it doesn't. So you can. Okay. Yeah, nah, it doesn't go with the water thing. So really, what I was going to say, one thing that I learned is, like, I can set my own pace in life, and I can bring that wherever I go, right? So a lot of times, I know we talked about in the past on the podcast, like, feeling like we were rushed to do stuff, or, like, we have to do stuff within a certain amount of time, or we start feeling like we're moving too slow and blah, blah, blah. But this year, I realized with all, like, the traveling back and forth home, that I was doing, I realized the only time that this is going to feel rushed is if I allow it. The only time that I'm going to move faster than my pace that I'm comfortable with is if I allow it. So in the moments where I decided to move at my pace and like set the tone for, I guess how the energy was flowing in the room, or, you know, just like water, you know, But at once I did that, then I was comfortable with doing things and getting things done, and things worked a lot more efficiently. Or even like you got along with people a little bit more because you didn't feel rushed, you didn't feel anxious. Like I can bring my peace with me in whatever room I go to, no matter how anybody else is feeling, no matter like what they trying to do. Like if I'm at peace, that's all I need to keep with me. Like I don't need to let go of my peace because somebody else is mad, or they want me to be mad with them, or they want me to feel however they're feeling. It could be happy, it could be whatever, but you know, I can just, my pace is my pace, and I set that precedence, and I can continue to do that wherever I'm at. So
that reminded me of a TikTok. these two girls were arguing, and she was like, "Are you going to answer my question?" She was like, "Listen, like when your problem reaches my level of intelligence, I'll address it. But until it hits there."
I like that.
And I was like, "Ooh!" I was like, "Wow, that's crazy.
That's wild." But
I was like, "That's a wild statement." But yeah, just when it hits the level where you feel like you need to address it, where it's like, and then your peace wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I need to address it, I'll address it.
Right.
Yeah, and
it's like that, and it's like the whole "your emergency is not my emergency" type of thing. Like, it's just different levels to it. Like, I don't need to take on the world's problems. You know, I can. Mm-hmm. Handle my own stuff and keep pushing. Like, it's just it's a lot of different levels to it. But one thing that I really, really recognize is like, I can set my pace wherever I go. And somebody can be mad at my pace, but I don't care, because my theme for the past few months has been, I will not be rushed. So God told me to take my time, so I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna go at my pace. So that's one of the things I learned.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, also, one of the other things you mentioned about who you're being, how I write it out most of the time is like, what's the highest ideal of myself I would like to be today? And I just kind of write them out. And like for today, I was like, just to be open to, you talked about as well, open to receive, open to the energies, open to opportunities, just experiences, whatever. And like, just being open enough to be aware, because it's like something that I also learned from an older book, which was Slow, about like when you're actually open, when you're actually like paying attention to what's going on, like you're able to respond correctly. It's like, otherwise, when you're closed off, when it's like you even down to like some people that be at the party like this, it's like you closed off looking for a threat, but you're missing opportunities for
talk to the goddamn.
Yeah. So it's like when you do that, you miss, like, you're, all of the energy is focused inward as opposed to being a part of the thing that you're about, like the action event, whatever it is that you're trying to be a part of. So it's like, if it's a party, you're trying to be a part of, you want to be a part of the party, but all you're doing is paying attention to how you feel on the inside. You're not actually a part of the party. You're here. And it's like you're missing the time where it's like, hey, somebody was looking for somebody. Hey, I need somebody to help me with this drink. I need somebody to help me with this blah, blah. And it's like you were the perfect person that was going to help them with this exact situation. So you just have to be receptive and be aware. And it's like paying attention. Like realizing just paying attention is really just like the main thing. That's, again, we talked about it on a previous pod. But paying attention is such a huge thing. And I think we don't make an effort to, like, pay attention more often. Like, we just kind of like, all right, yeah, if I don't pay attention, it's cool. And it's like, no, I mean, you're here for a reason, so like, figure out why you're here.
Right.
And to piggyback off of that, this year I actually like met myself this year, and it was just amazing. And I said that to say, I learned that, or I remember that I'm my best self when I am experiencing different things. Like, I don't even have to be in the mix, because I'm gonna make my own mix regardless. But I just have to be in motion. Like, I have to be doing stuff. It's easier for me to come back and want to be productive if I'm going places. Like, past couple weeks, I just been in the house. Like, I literally just been sitting and Like, that's why I went to the open mic. I didn't even perform. I didn't have a care in the world to perform. But I just wanted to go just to pop in there real quick, see what the vibes was. It's a new host, too. See what the vibes was. She good, too, she could sing. But just go in there and just see what's going on. Just chill. I was only in there for like an hour, and then I left. But just to do that and then come back and just get back to what I'm supposed to be doing. It's a lot easier for me to get my work done if I'm not just working. Like, it can't, for me, I don't enjoy work. From what I've seen throughout my life, it was just work. So that's why I be overpacked. That's why I used to overpack my schedule, feel like I gotta be doing a million things. But now I don't wanna be busy to the point where I can't breathe, or if I can't, I'm not able to just do what I feel like doing, like take a flight to see my family, take a week off, even take a day off. I don't even know the last time I didn't work on a holiday, if we being honest.
I was about to say, I just started doing that with this team.
Yeah, I was taking off them holidays to give me those.
Only holidays I didn't work on was like Christmas Day, and I even worked Thanksgiving one of the years.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
Last year, I was working holidays too. I forgot.
Yeah, it's just like, it don't make sense to me to be working so much and so hard and not be in a position to enjoy life. But I also learned that that's just perspective. And I also learned I got mad money. This goes back to the planning aspect. I just have to plan where I'm putting the coins. Where the coins going? I don't even eat that much. I told y'all that before. I don't even eat that much to be spending all this money on groceries. Like, I'm still dumbfounded. But you go ahead.
I was just going to say, going back to what you were talking about just enjoying life. That's why I made a point to add that into my 12-week year. Because I feel like life is supposed to be enjoyed. Like, we work for... And I don't even know that work was supposed to be a part of the original, you know, makeup. Right. But right now, we work for the things that we want and or the lifestyle that we desire to live, whatever. But like, we got to stop and smell the roses. Like, it'd be a lot of stuff going on around us, a lot of positive things that we miss out on because we just got our heads down and we just working and I was just talking to our dad about this. Not our dad, but our dad. Me and Breeze's dad about this. And like, just there's sometimes in life where you feel like there is not a way out of like working. Like, there, you feel like you're drowning sometimes, or sometimes you start to...
Point being, another verbiage we use for water when it comes to money. I feel like I'm drowning. Go ahead.
Or like you just don't always see the solutions or the way out or whatever. But there are ways out. And one thing that another thing that I learned and that realization that I had a few weeks ago was that God never gives us problems without giving us solutions. Sometimes we're not always aware of those solutions. And sometimes it takes us taking a moment and stopping, whether it be us as creatives or just like, you know, well, I feel like everybody's a creative. So it's just people in general. If you stop for a moment, a lot of times you'll find whatever solution that you're looking for. And I mean, if you have enough clarity and enough self-awareness, you'll find one that doesn't, you know, bring harm to you. Mm-hmm. But I'm just really thinking about, I'm going to say maybe like 3 or 4 different conversations with people over the past 2 weeks, just literally about how they want to enjoy life more and stuff like that. And for us, like, we're young. Like, I've been having this conversation with older people. And it's like, I don't want to be their age and I still haven't stopped to enjoy what was around me. Like, even us going to do archery for our anniversary.
I was about to say Dubai. I was about to say, oh, hold on.
I mean, if I booked that ticket, everybody going down, okay? But when we went to go do archery, like, everybody was looking at us like, archery. We were like, no, like, yeah, we about to go do archery. It's something fun to do that I've never done before. He has
something different.
It's something different, something fun. It's like a new experience. So, like, it's like, why not? Just like, why not do archery? If I found a class for it and we have the opportunity to go, then why not just do something randomly fun that we could do? And it doesn't have to be it don't got to be a trip to Dubai to signify that you live in your life. Sometimes it's literally just enjoying whatever you have around you. And I think people lose sight of that because they want more. And wanting more is not a bad thing, but sometimes you got to learn how to enjoy what you have so that you can move on to your more.
Yeah, I was going to say that we got to be able to find a balance between what we want and enjoying what we have. And I also have something else, a harmony, pardon me, balance. a perfect blend between the two.
Did you have something on this before? Is he going to move on to something?
You moving on to something else completely, or are we still in the same ballpark?
I feel like I'm still in the same
ballpark. Okay.
It might be something. It was something off of what you said. But it might. Don't forget your thought.
Don't worry.
It made me think of something else that I learned about. One, this goes back to pace, knowing your pace, and what Damani said about being patient. But I learned that everything has a learning curve. And the only way that I'm going to improve or get to the place where I'm confident at whatever it is that I'm doing or want to do is by actually doing it. Like action. Action is a big part of life. So it's like just trial and error. I be thinking about that all the time. And yesterday, like last night, I did mad stuff, but I still ended my night painting. Like I was painting for like 2 hours. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was recording myself painting. Didn't know what I was doing, but now I'm like, we just trying it. I said this is practice, and the only way that I'm going to get better is if I practice. So let's just paint and see what happens, because I'm not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, but
yeah. I was gonna say, it's still along the lines. I was gonna say, it was a little, going back a little bit, was I was talking, when you guys were talking about life wasn't about meant to be worked, like we're not supposed to work. I think I agree with that. I also think I think the work is different than craft. Like, I think everybody has because I mean, even Jesus had a craft. And I think the point is when you get the craft, because we mentioned this before about like Nipsey saying, when you love something, it teaches you all of the secrets. So it's like the more you do it, the more you learn from it. So even when we were going through, I couldn't remember where it was from, but yes, that's probably where it's from. All these books be saying the same stuff. But yeah.
Sorry.
I'm still here. So yeah, just the idea of like doing the thing and being okay with. One, being okay with being bad at it at first, because it's like if you're bad at it at first, that just means you have room to grow. Like if you started out mastering it, there's nothing else to do. Like, so it's like, let's enjoy this time where it's like, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I fumble my way through something until I eventually like it, you know? And then the second thought that I had was, it was about the 12-week year. And it kind of goes into artist way, but the idea was we were doing it right, like the work portion, we were seeing the progress, but the part that we skipped was the 3 hours where you're supposed to do whatever you want a week. We just ignored it. We were like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, that was a part of it. And it's like, we got caught up in doing the work. And it's like, they literally set it up so that they said, don't do this until you start seeing some progress from your previous weeks. Then you start seeing this progress, you're supposed to add in 3 weeks so that you can, and it reminds me of the artist's way. It's like, you're filling the well. So like, this is during the times you're working, you leave to do something that maybe inspires you. Maybe you just have a great, like, just so that you can have a great time, just a brain dump, whatever it is, so that you can go back and continue, so that you're not just working and working and working. It's like, I'm tired. Of course you're tired. You never stopped to smell. You don't even know that there's roses to smell. You still working.
The fact that we eat to replenish. We cooking the food. We still working.
Yeah.
So we take a 30-minute break to eat, and then we right back at it.
Yeah. And it's just, I think all of that, and then going back to what you were saying just about the, like, just trial and error and then just action, because, like, you do something, you get motivated, you get inspired, and then it's just like a cycle of just doing that over and over and over, but being okay with doing it even when you don't know what you're doing. And then being like, you know what, this is also a time for me to take a break. Mm-hmm. Let me take this break so that when I come back, I can come back with fresh eyes, fresh mind, like, and then you'll be able to see it. Cause when you're in it that, like, that deep, pause, whoa, when you're in it that much, when you're that focused, gather myself, when you're that focused, it's hard for you to see the full picture. So it's just like a matter of, again, talking about perspective, like, let's zoom out for a second. And I think the times when you don't do anything, or you just go out and have a fun time, or you just like, hey, let me actually go on a vacation where I don't answer my phone, mm-hmm. and nothing else matters, like, that helps you to finish whatever you wanted to do. Like, we be thinking that it doesn't help, but it helps. Go ahead, my bad.
I was about to say, speaking of phones, I've been thinking about taking my phone on Do Not Disturb.
He said, oh, that's crazy. Oh,
Do Not Disturb for most of the day, for like past, I'm gonna say 2 months.
And I like Do Not Disturb for most of the year.
Well, yeah.
Maybe all.
Why were you gonna take yours off of Do Not Disturb? I'm just curious.
I'm making my way downtown. I'm making my way back to the socials. And like being active and everything. So if I get incoming inquiries, I want to get to them in an efficient amount of time. Mm. But like my phone don't be blowing up because people messaging me. My phone be, actually it was. People was calling me and messaging me about a lot. But now I created boundaries. But now it's, so the influx of partnerships, deals, opportunities, I can get to them and respond in a efficient amount of time.
Well, if you have those going to your email, a designated email, then you can respond. You can also set up an automated response saying that we will respond within the next 24 to 48 business hours. And you can still keep your Do Not Disturb, or also put certain timers on different apps. And you can set like during your buffer block each day, that's when you go through and you check your inquiries and all of that stuff.
Yeah, that's the stuff, you know, you're supposed to do. That's what they, never mind.
Yeah.
Following instructions. That's yeah. Another thing we learned, following instructions.
But yeah, you don't have to take your phone off Do Not Disturb. There's other ways. If you know that you want to check for inquiries, you're going to check for inquiries regardless of if your phone on Do Not Disturb or not. And if you want it to be set up a certain way, you're going to ensure that the inquiries that you respond to are going through the specific channel that you set up for it. And if not, if you get to one of the ones that maybe came through a DM later, you can let them know, hey, I only accept inquiries if you through my email or through whatever thing. If you want to send an email that way, we could go ahead and get started on discussing further. And, you know, but you can still keep that Do Not Disturb. That's what I had to learn, because I was so like, oh, somebody might contact me if they really need me. And if they're really serious about whatever they're trying to do, they're going to take the time to go through the proper channels.
Lesson 102, follow the black girlies, people. Follow the black girlies.
If it's a serious inquiry, they're going to look at, like, if you have it on your page, send all inquiries to whatever email, they're going to look at that and they're going to send it to the email. And they're going to, if you know anything about emails, most people don't respond within 10 seconds of getting an email, you know? So you know that there's going to be some wait time in between, whether it be an hour or whether it be 24 hours. And if they're really serious, if you do not respond and you don't have like a auto reply set up, they're going to send another follow-up message like, hey, just want to make sure you got this, whatever. And then they might reach out later, like on Instagram, like, hey, I reached out to your email. Not sure if you saw it, you know? So, I mean, as long as you set up the proper channels, because like then the inquiries and the important stuff should go to where it needs to go to. And you could check everything else when you're ready, like when at your leisure. Like, of course, there might be a chance that a big inquiry might come into a different channel. And then you at that point, you just need to redirect them to the right channel so that you can move forward in the process. But you don't have to take your phone off. Do not disturb.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. That's wisdom right there. I still might take my phone off. Do not disturb. But but now it'll be for different reasons, just because. But I probably don't need to. Don't know.
But I mean, even if you take your phone off, do not disturb, you could, like, I got timers on certain apps. So, because I know I was checking certain apps way too much, and my excuse was, oh, I'm just making sure I don't get an inquiry or da da da. But it's like, I could just check it later on in the day. I don't need to check this right now.
You're not missing nothing.
I got two things. One, follow the black girlies, people. I'm trying to tell you. Follow the black girlies. If I didn't learn anything else, that's critical to success, to living a life that you will love and enjoy. Follow the black girlies because they know what they're doing, they know what they're talking about, and they operate with a certain level of prestige. Mm-hmm. You know, my bougie meter has went up, so I need that level of prestige. So it's not you, it's me. I'm just following the black girlies. If you don't subscribe to following the black girlies, then
get them out of here.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't need to be around. I don't need to be around. Honestly. And the second thing is one thing that I actually realized. I realized this. I'll be realizing this periodically, but it hit me maybe like yesterday or the day before. But I wake up every day that I wake up, I have the choice to do what I want to do. Like, and that's a blessing. Like, that's like one of the biggest realizations. Like, I wake up and I have the choice to do whatever it is that I want to do. Like, all my dreams and desires, I have the choice to make these things a reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm already living the life. Like, this is the life. Like, waking up and doing the thing, waking up and taking action. You're not going to always want to do it. You're not going to always enjoy this specific aspect of whatever it is, but as long as this is part of the bigger picture, the bigger goal of what it is that I want to do, and it don't got to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even music, every song that I record or every song that I write doesn't have to be recorded. Every song that I record doesn't have to be released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I tell you that, you reminded me of a thought that I had, another realization I had was that life is really like working out. And I didn't realize it until I was doing it, because it's like, if you're watching somebody else, if you're trying to do work that somebody else gave you, right? They're going to have their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing it at a totally different pace than you. And then the second thing is like, all right, once you figure out what the pace is, maybe I don't like this. Maybe I don't like this exercise. Maybe there's another variation, right? Or it's like, and then on top of that, you're doing the workouts so that you can, again, get the results later. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, all right, but I'm going to, like, this part right now, this portion sucks. But after it's done, maybe you have the you know, that post-workout high. You're like, I feel great now that I did that. Or then maybe, again, maybe months later, you're like, wow, okay, I'm seeing the fruits of my labor because I worked out. But it's like, it's the feeling of, like, there's going to be portions of this that absolutely suck, mm-hmm. right? But is like just breathe and keep going. And it's like, as long as you keep going, it's like you usually, you get a reward out of it. It's not like you're doing it and you're not, unless you're just doing the workouts and terribly wrong. But for the most part, it's like you're going to get, it's like you're not, it's not wasted effort. Like you're doing something and then later on, you're going to get the reward. It's not necessarily about like immediate. And it's like me going through and I was like, oh, wow, there's going to be portions of this that I don't like. And that's okay. It's like, there's going to be some portions of stuff that I don't like until I get really good at it. And it's like, cool, now I can't wait to do it. Because initially I sucked at this. Like, this was, it was trash. My form was terrible. I'm up there wobbling. Can't even get, I was imagining myself doing a pull-up for the first time. Like, oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't know. It felt right. You know, and the next thing you know, I'm up there doing the full, the muscle ups. And I'm like, ooh, you see this?
Too much.
It's like, ah, I feel good. And it's like just seeing the progression, and it's like all of it is, it's a progression. It's, you, it feels like it's going to take forever, but before you, if you just focus on like literally, let me just do this exercise. I don't care about the next 45 exercises that I got to do. I have three. I got to do one rep, another rep, another rep, and it's like you move forward, and you don't realize that you're moving forward.
Right. I agree.
Go ahead. I thought you ain't had nothing, but I was gonna say, a while ago I had seen a video. It was somebody, he like a fitness person. He was just basically saying, like he's a fitness trainer and he's knowledgeable about fitness and everything. But he was basically just like, I never feel like working out. Like I'm in the gym every day because this is what I do. But I don't ever feel like working out until I actually like I just be working out. Like once I get started, it's like, okay, we're here now. But 4 o'clock, and I didn't get to that point until I actually started working out. And then I was like, I don't want to do this, but we're here. It's 4 o'clock. Sometimes I take a nap before, and then maybe 5:30 come around, and I'll be like, okay, we here. But most of the stuff that I be doing, like most of the stuff I learned, most of the stuff that I want to do, like that's a dream of mine, I don't be feeling like doing, like once the cupcake stage ends, I don't feel like doing it until I start doing it, until I show up. Once I show up, it's like, okay, we're here now. But before then, it's like, I could be doing this. I should do this. I still got to do this, this, and this. It's like, nah, this is what we doing. This is what you said you was doing. So then I show up and I be like, we're here. Oh, I do like, this is why I like this. This is why I started. But that's all I got.
Yeah, I was just going to say, even for me, I be feeling that way sometimes, especially like recording. I be like, oh, all right, here we go again.
Then I
get up there. What'd you say?
I said this one song that I'm recording now, I was supposed to be done the day I got back. 2 days after I got back, but it's not working like that. I had to rewrite the first verse and the hook, I think. Yeah, I rewrote the hook and the first verse, but go ahead.
But yeah, so, but stuff like that, though, like you get up there and then you start recording, you like, first, like at least first 5 minutes, I still be like, and then I'll be like, oh, this actually, I'm actually feeling a lot more relaxed. This is like, I missed this. This was great. But like before then, I just be like, ugh. But I feel like that's just what we always talk about with the do something principle from Subtle Art of not giving an F. It was from that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. A lot of times we just got to get started and just move forward in it. Because then you sometimes, I guess you can't see the purpose in it. It's like you've been doing it for so long and it just feels like routine. But then you, like, if you don't feel like doing it, then you don't see the purpose in doing it. But then you get up and you start doing it and you're like, I guess it's the difference between knowing it in your mind and feeling it in your body. Like you're like, okay, I'm going to do this because I know it's going to help me. It's like eating better. And I know you said we always talk about food, but I like
icebreaker.
So it's like eating better. Like I might not want to make no greens or no beans or nothing, but I know I want to have a balanced meal, and I know I'm not going to be hungry if I make this completely balanced meal. So initially I'm annoyed, but then once I start doing it, I'll start feeling it in my body like, okay, you know, we're getting there. We almost there. It's about to be a good meal. Start tasting the flavors, be like, okay, I did something here. And then you like move on. But it's the same thing, I think, with everything in life. That whether you're passionate about it or not, but if you've been doing it for a long time, you know it, you know the benefits in your mind, but translating that into your body or getting the feeling a lot of times doesn't actually kick in until you just start. Like it be cooking, it be writing, it could be just going for walks each day. Like you don't know how but like your body is just like, we could just sit on the couch though. Like I could get benefits from here too. Like, you know, we could watch this show. It's educational, kind of, sort of, not really. But yeah, I think that's like a huge, huge part about it. Yeah. One other thing, I was going to transition.
Oh, I was going to say, and we talked about this slightly, but I think another thing is, it's okay to do stuff even if you don't understand why you're doing it yet. Mm-hmm. Like I think a lot of times we get caught up in like, I have to know why. And sometimes you won't know why until you do it. And you're like, oh, that's why. So I think sometimes it's okay to move. Not all the time. I think it's case by case, but like knowing that like I'm going to find understanding in this after the fact. Cause a lot of times it'll be like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? What is this even for? And it's like, you can do it and then find understanding after. But if we're always waiting to know why, it's like there's stuff that's outside of our realm of understanding right this second. So like, you may not, especially when we're talking about food, like we didn't know, we had an idea of why we were supposed to eat healthy, but we didn't know why we were supposed to eat healthier, right? And then if we were to just waited until we got the why, like, look how long, I mean, for us, we waited until we got the why, until there was something wrong. Until we just felt like this is enough is enough. And as opposed to like, all right, let me just try this. And it's like, and then maybe we would have figured out that us eating healthier, maybe we would have felt the benefits and be like, you know what? I actually just feel better. I don't know why. And then you find out the why later. I was like, ah, see, that makes sense. Now I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know why I was giving up chicken.
Yeah.
But I did it. But I mean, even with doing yoga this morning, I did not feel like doing yoga at all. And I realized Saturdays are supposed to actually be my rest days, but that's why I didn't feel like doing yoga. But I did it because, I mean, you had asked me, and I was just like, all right, I don't know why, but I feel like I should go ahead and do the yoga with. So we did the yogas, and after, I felt a lot more calm. I was very anxious before we did it. But then after we did yoga, like I felt a lot more relaxed. I felt a lot more clear. And I didn't know, because I lately just been doing like the morning stretches, like not the actual stuff. Mm-hmm. He was doing something for creativity and passion. Mm-hmm. And the sacral chakra. Or is it sacral chakra? I don't know.
I say sacral.
Okay.
But I'm on my third eye right now.
I'm gonna say it sounds a little bit better.
Sacral?
Sacral sounds a little more elegant. But I think it actually might be sacral.
It sounds like sacred. I don't know. Either way, we did it. It was for that one. And it helped out a lot, but I didn't know. And if I wouldn't have actually started it and started doing it, then I wouldn't have known, because I was just breathing. I was like, I feel like I'm in my zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then last thing I was gonna say, but that just going back to the doing something, like one of the affirmations I used to say, or things I used to say to myself, was just like do it now, don't do it lazy. But right now, as I'm listening to you guys talk, it's like, even if you gotta do it ugly, like do it ugly until it get pretty. Like it don't even have to be. Yeah. It doesn't have to come out like Picasso off the rip. It could come out like Adonis's picture on Drake's album. It could come out like that to start. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Like it could come out like that, and then it transitions.
Daddy goat.
But like it transitions into whatever it is. It's like just do it ugly until you can make it look good. So it's like same thing when you're talking about with the yoga. No, I didn't want to do this. I'm doing it. This is the first time I'm doing this video at all. She talking about fold your leg. I'm like, fold my. I'm like, what is going on? And then it's like, but as I was going into it, I was like, all right, cool. The second time I did it, and it was like, it was a little bit easier. I was like, oh, okay. Now that the left side working, my right side need a little work. But just doing it until you can make it look however you want it to do. So like, just the most important thing is doing it.
Yeah, for me, one thing that helped me to actually just show up is to eliminate the expectation. So, I record the best when I'm not expecting it to sound like to sound a certain way. Or I get paintings done. I know how I want it to look at the end, but the only expectation I have is finishing, like this painting. So just showing up, taking my time, and not being so hard on myself, knowing that I'm here because, like, I'm in this position because I actually can. Like, just knowing that I can finish at the level that I would like to finish at, that's mm-hmm. more than enough for me to just keep going now.
I was just going to say one other thing that I learned. This might be the final thing that I can remember. Right now, but you mentioned it earlier, but to follow directions, like to actually follow directions.
They can help me with that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But like that in a 12-week year. So like making new recipes and stuff, but also like the 12-week year really showed me like if I follow through the entire way and not just stopped halfway and be like, you know what? I don't need the rest of the directions. I pretty much know what I'm doing. Things will probably turn out a lot better, yeah. But also like you'll see a lot more progress. There's certain things in life where you can just be like, okay, it's like when you're driving. Sometimes you're driving somewhere and it's somewhere that's familiar. And once you get to a certain point, you can stop using your GPS and you could just drive and you know the rest of the way. But that's because you've been there before. Or you've been in the area before. But then there's other situations where you're driving to somewhere and you've never driven there before. You may have been there, but you may not have been in the driver's seat. So you're driving and you're like, okay, the last place I drove, I was able to turn my GPS off 15 minutes before we got there. So it's about 15 minutes until we get there. Let me turn my GPS off. But you're in a completely new state. You've never driven here before and you just decide to go off vibes. And it doesn't make any sense. Cause how do you expect to get to your actual destination that you've never been there before?
Turn right at the Piggly Wiggly.
It's like you've never been there. You don't even know what the building looks like, but you decided to turn your GPS off and just wing it.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, as you're explaining that, and I was thinking about it, like, we'll just be like, you know what? I'm thinking this through. This makes sense to me. And it's like one, we don't take into account that the person who made whatever the directions, like they had this exact same thought process, so they were like, listen, I want you to go left. And it's like, you may have the urge to go right, just go left. Mm-hmm. And you're like, nah, I'm going to go right because I can see this is going to take me, blah, blah. And it's like, just follow the instructions because you haven't done this yet. Once you do it, once you get through the instructions, all right, cool, I can freestyle this as much as I want after. But like, just see it all the way through, because then if you don't get the result, now you're going to blame the person who gave you the instructions. Like, ah, see, it worked for you. I don't know what you did, but... It didn't work. Well, you actually skipped steps 3, 7. So, I mean, whatever you got is whatever you got. I don't know why we be thinking we gonna keep the steps and then get the same result. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's funny.
But we do that with, like, almost everything, though. I mean, I did that last night with the recipe I was cooking, and the sauce ain't come out as thick as I wanted it to.
I feel like...
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was about to say, I feel like come back to patience. Because I did that with my chickpeas. I cooked them low and slow, but I didn't feel like looking up the proper curry recipe and I just threw some curry seasoning in there. Some curry. It tasted good, but it wasn't as flavorful as I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I just threw curry seasoning in there, some cumin, salt, pepper, onion powder, just like some regular stuff. And then I put some flour in there so I can make a gravy. And then, like, with the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wasn't as flavorful as I wanted. But I just didn't feel like looking up a recipe.
And I had the recipe up. I just skipped it.
I did that with something I made. Something I made, and I was like, I didn't do that right. And then after I put the food in, I was like, oh, I was supposed to do this, this, and this. Like, it was a specific order. I was supposed to be doing stuff. The food already in the oven. I'm like, hey, it's going to be edible. It's going to be cooked.
Oh, man, my sauce, the flavor was there. But we went to the store, and we made the grocery list, but I didn't pull up the ingredients when I was making the grocery list. So I'm just like, you know what? We're going to just work with what we got. So we're going to partially follow. We're going to partially wing it. I think I winged it a little too much. But the flavors were there. It was just like, dang, I wanted this to be a creamy Cajun sauce. And it was more of a, it was liquid Cajun sauce.
Liquid.
So, but it was fire though. But yeah, it was just like, all right, I'm going to make this again. And I'm going to actually follow the directions and go from there.
Yeah, but that's a skill that I realize that most people don't actually utilize, because mm-hmm. it's not hard to follow. Like, it's actually easier to follow directions than for you to freestyle, because freestyle actually requires more thought. Like,
you have more energy.
All you have to do to follow directions is cool. Pick your left arm. Yep. Okay. Cool. And like, literally, just somebody has mapped it out for you. You don't have to think. You just have to do. And it's like, for whatever reason, I think. It could just be for a lot of us, it's a laziness thing, right? We was like, I don't really feel like doing that.
Done being lazy.
Yeah, I feel you. But a lot of it is either that or just like, I know how to do this. Like, I'm a smart guy. You know what I'm saying? I know how to freestyle the seasonings. I know what to do. And it's like, yeah, I mean, we know you're smart, but you never made nothing Cajun.
I'm sorry, it was like
you never made that. That's
we were gonna change the example.
That's like me being like, I'm gonna make some sofritos. It's like, all right, cool, how you gonna make it? I have no idea. I've never made it, but I'm smart, I can figure it out. Right. It's like,
don't even know the ingredients, but based off the
sofritos, I can make it. It's like, that's not how that works. That's not how that. Just give it. Just follow the instructions and you'll be good.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Like, that's been a big thing this year, I think, for all of us. Like, as we started actually following directions, even with the detox, us following the actual directions for the detox versus if we would have did that on our own and just tried to like wing it.
I already know there's three steps. I know I probably would have skipped. My stomach hurts. It just something don't feel right.
I would have been passed out somewhere in the park.
Right.
I'm still trying to go on walks.
Like,
he was like, I should be fine. I'm gonna walk over tomorrow. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
I was trying to go see people when they came to town. Like, was driving.
I was trying to cut the grass. Why was I trying to cut the grass?
I still
my body hasn't done the chewing motion. I haven't chewed.
Oh man, but yeah, so just following directions, I think that's something I'm gonna take on for the rest of my life, you know.
And slowing down, following directions helped me to slow down.
Mm-hmm. And then also trusting yourself, because once you slow down, you can actually trust yourself to follow the directions or to kind of get an idea or further understanding of what's actually happening, or even to listen to your body. So, but yeah. I know we talked about a lot. We learned a lot this year.
Yeah, and still learning.
We still got a little bit of time left in 2023. So, yeah, we're still learning, but also trying to actually implement what we've learned. And that's the beautiful. Do y'all have any final thoughts on what y'all learned in 2023. Any quick last things or suggestions for the good people of the gray area?
You're going to be learning for the rest of your life, so embrace it and enjoy it.
Mm. Okay, go ahead.
You got, no, you go.
I was going to say, my last thing is that once I decided that I was a student of life and of, like, just everything, like, everything in life, I'm allowing myself to actually be a student and not go into it like I already know stuff. I have been enjoying life a lot more and experiencing a lot more. I feel like, I don't know, the blessings are just flowing, but it's been fun. It's been very fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say enjoy not knowing until you know. And then that's because it's like, all right, I don't know. And then the only thing that happens is I learn more and then now I know. And then,
yeah.
You know, so just
and you do it again.
Yeah, just enjoy. Just enjoy the whatever process you're in, I would say just enjoy the process. Just
and do it all confidently. Sorry to cut you off. Sorry to cut your wisdom, King.
You good.
But do it confidently, like in not knowing. Still mm-hmm. be confident in yourself.
Yeah.
Just knowing that you can. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it. We here. Like, I'm here. I'm already here. So.
Exactly. So, with that being said, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington Ear. It's a London thing, fam.
It's your boy Damani.
And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss the upload. Also, if you want to join the good people of the gray area and watch this podcast live, if you want to be able to comment, if you want to be able to watch it early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, don't forget to join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can be a part of the good people of the gray area. And you'll get more content, behind the scenes content, other content, as well as our food review show.
Who made this?
So, yeah, thank you guys for joining us. And we will see you guys next week.
Woo! Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
Know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me one another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.